You're listening to it just going, you can't possibly never have mentioned that before.
Creating a unique portrait of contemporary Britain.
And they want their stories to be recorded and they want their stories to be heard.
The Listening Project, this Sunday at 3:15 on BBC Radio 4.
This is BBC Radio 3, and now it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Yeah.
And congratulations again to the Finnish band Vartina, approaching 30 years together and winners later this month of Womex's Lifetime Achievement Award, their Artist Award, which I'm very honoured to be presenting to the band in Thessaloniki later on this month. That's a song, a wedding song from Karelia, still so popular with audiences, and it comes from their 1992 album Seleniko, which was produced by our good friend on Late Junction, one Ben Mandelson. And there's more from Finland later on in Late Junction tonight. I've been really enjoying playing you some of the music brought back from their travels by my colleagues on World Roots, headed by producer James Parkin. The location for these next songs was the Hollander Hotel in Santiago, Cape Verde, where the lovely singer Checker has hung out ever since he was a child.
Tori mataba que fazi festa de foguete. Tori mataba que fazi festa de foguete. Ai, já foguete sabe. Pão de maio. Não te canizari. Tululu na tambor. Miu de pilão, foguetes de cores, festa. Bandeira santo, tantone, caro. Bandeira santo, tantone, caro. Bandeira santo, tantone, caro. Thank you. vaganongo na brer minini penetchon stanegeya momimba misa mureza kupusima vado gintes manjericas domero mtemero mtemero riqueza es domero mtemero. Lontontinho já passa, não me entendo, não me entendo pena dele. Yeah, finer lontontinho já passa, não me entendo dentro, não me entendo pena dele. Jovem esta coisa, de riqueza não gasorim de que. Jobele, mwes ten gouda, te rikez an gazorim di pive. Nobu moto nobu nobu moreser. Nobu moto nobu nobu moreser. Ina moreser, ina moreser. Nobu moto nobu nobu moreser. Novo muito novo, novo e morrecero, morrecero, e morrecero.
Essa doente, essa garganta mal, sorry.
The beautiful voice of Cheka, recorded by the World Roots team in Cape Verde, in the bar of the Hollander Hotel in Santiago. Now, more congratulations to you, this time to Sam Lee, who's been nominated deservedly for a Mercury Award. Sam did such a lovely set for Late Junction at the Latitude Festival earlier on this summer. And he also sang for us in the corridors of Cecil Sharp House. And tomorrow night you can hear him in session for World on 3. Well, here's a track from his Mercury-nominated album. This is a song called Goodbye, My Darling.
For it's goodbye, my darling, it won't be for long, though it may be for years, not forever. For it's I'm going away, love. Think of my darling forever. For it's I'm going away, love, to see the old castle. With a drink in my hand and a girl on my knee. And if I could maintain you for 7 years more, then I would think of my darling forever. Oh, England, oh, England, I'll not see you more. For I'm worn out with fever, cast down to death's door. And if ever I live to see 7 years more, then I would think of my darling forever.
Now the wardens, they stand with their whips in their hands, just to see us poor convicts go ploughing the land. And you hard-hearted judges, how cruel you be. You have sent us away. Time to go for a lifetime to go for a lifetime to go just to see us poor convicts go plowing the land. And if I could not see you for 7 years more, then I would think of my darling forever.
Well, a new album from the Finnish band Frigg is definitely worth celebrating, and that track was Vuodet Rakulassa, the years in Rakula. That's the village where Vartana were formed when they were children, and the Frigg fiddler and composer of that tune was in Vartana during the late 1980s. And I hear that Frigg is actually planning a tour here early next year, and that's also very good news. I'll never forget their set at WOMAD in 2007 when they washed the rain clouds away with their infectious humour and their really great music. Sam Lee just before that, and a track called Goodbye, My Darling. Sam, nominated for a Mercury Award, as are our other Late Junction friends, Field Music. So good luck to everyone for that. And you can catch Sam Lee in session for World on 3 tomorrow night here on Radio 3, starting at 11 o'clock. You've probably heard quite a lot about the BBC piano season, which runs over the coming weeks, and therefore the name of Glenn Gould has been mentioned quite a lot. Well, Gould would have been 80 last week, and to coincide with that anniversary, Gidon Kremer and the Kremerata Baltica have released an album called The Art of Inspiration, Homage to Glenn Gould. 11 pieces and arrangements by contemporary composers that quote or are inspired by Bach, all pieces which Gould famously recorded in his lifetime. I love the delicacy of bridges to Bach.
Thank you. How sweet. Gidon Kremer and the Kremerata Baltica with Bridges to Bach. And that comes from a new album called The Art of Instrumentation, Homage to Glenn Gould. Perfect for the BBC's piano season. And I've got some more piano music for you later on tonight from Keith Jarrett's Köln concert. I ended Late Junction last night with some solo oud music performed by Taizir Elias. Tonight, he's joined by his brothers, recorded at the Jerusalem International Oud Festival last year, and this piece is called Four Brothers.
Thank you.
Fazir, Elias and his brothers, well, musical brothers anyway, enjoying something of a reunion there. A piece called Four Brothers, recorded at the Jerusalem International Oud Festival in November last year. Well, around this time last year, I went to an event in the Whitley Arts Festival at the Minster Church of St Mary in Reading, where the use of the spaces within the church was truly inspiring, where the audience could get completely involved and explore the building and stay as long as they liked. Well, there's a similar event at the start of the festival on Friday the 12th of October, including what promises to be some stunning work by the dancer and choreographer Siobhan Davis. And there are other installations and poetry, really using all the different spaces. Michael Fairfax, who's a composer and radio presenter, has created an improvised soundtrack for the church, or is in the process of doing so, using students from Thiel Green School to play the church via some tiny microphones attached all over the place. And they're going to be doing that three times throughout the evening, creating something different each time. Well, I've been listening to some of Michael's work, and this is a track called I Park, Sounds Without Pines.
Let's come back here to fight this. Let's come back here to see if this battle can be won. I went to see how he was doing. After I hit him hard, I went to see if he was praying to save his wife and child. He was only praying for his own life, and right there before me, he revealed his true self. Rolling on, rolling on. Rolling on, rolling stone. Let's come back here to fight this. Let's come back here to see if this battle can't be won. I went to see how she was doing, to see if there is some kind of regret. I went to see the color in her eyes, and right there before me, she revealed her true self. Rolling on, rolling on, rolling on, rolling stone. Let's come back here to fight this. Let's come back here to see if this battle can be won. I went to see if I could show them, to see if they would understand. I went to see if he was ready, and right there before me, his soul resounded in mine. Rolling on, rolling on, rolling on, rolling stone. Let's come back here to fight this. Let's come back here to see if this battle can be won. Let's come back here to fight this. Let's come back here to see if this battle can be won.
Well, on Tuesday, we heard her heartbreaking version of Jolene. Yesterday, she was singing Purcell. Tonight, Susanna was singing a track from her recent album Wild Dog. That was Rolling On, Rolling Stone. And Susanna begins her UK tour next Thursday. Before that, Michael Fairfax's rather curiously titled I Park, Sounds Without Pines. And you can hear more of his music at the Minster Church of St Mary in Reading on Friday the 12th as the opening event of the Whitley Arts Festival. And my next track tonight is another celebration of the BBC piano season. I suppose if anyone owns only one Keith Jarrett album, it's very likely to be this, the Cologne Concert, a recording made at the Cologne Opera House in 1975. It was a concert which very nearly didn't happen. It was scheduled for late at night after the opera had finished. Jarrett was desperately tired. It was the wrong piano. It had all the makings of a cancelled concert. But somehow, something magical happened, and it's become one of ECM's all-time bestsellers. This is part one.
Thank you.
Part one from Keith Jarrett's Köln concert, recorded at the Opera House in Cologne in 1975. And you can catch up on everything to do with the BBC's piano season via the Radio 3 website. And you can join in the conversation via the Twitter hashtag BBCPiano. Now, yet more congratulations are due, this time to saxophonist Trish Clues, who's one of the latest additions to the Radio 3 New Generation Artists scheme. This is Trish with her group Tangent and a track called Prelude to a Sketch. Trish Clues and Tangent and Prelude to a Sketch. And if you're at the Sage Gateshead tomorrow night, there's a chance to hear them. They're joined by Gwilym Simcock and Thomas Gull there, who also join them on their next night at Leeds College of Music. On the 7th, they go on to the Milestones Jazz Club in Lowestoft, Bebop Club in Bristol on the 12th of October. And they finish this little tour for now on the 26th of October at the Cambridge Modern Jazz Club. And as I mentioned, Trish is another member now of the Radio 3 New Generation Artist Scheme. So I'm sure we'll be hearing plenty from her in the months to come. I don't know if you've come across the Yerdbards before, but you definitely know one member of the trio at least. That's my Late Junction colleague, Verity Sharp. And along with Paul Darby and Patrick Randall, they've released their second album now, Where the Thorn Trees Grow. Some beautiful songs drawing on influences from nature and earth and the life around us. This is a song called White Horse Hill.
Listening for the wind last night on top of White Horse Hill. I was waiting for the sound it makes when I am sitting still. I was waiting for the touch of the softly falling And I was listening for the wind last night on top of White Horse Hill. Now there is a place I know its name, I can't tell you where. Where the thorn trees go and there's a spring, and in the evening air, I'm high on the highest breeze, I'm far on the southern shore, and I'm thinking of all of the things I've never seen before. And I'm thinking all of the land that's made me what I am. And I was listening for the wind last night on top of White Horse Hill. And now across the land between the sky, the owl and plover's call. There are children in the manger, and when the evening falls, if you want to take a ride up to White Horse Hill, you can hear the voices in the wind when you are sitting still. And if you wish to travel far, come along with me. We will ride around in the North Pole Star, be back in time for tea. I'm high on the highest breeze, I'm far on the southern shore, and I'm thinking of all of the things I've never seen before. Thinking all of the land that's made me what I am. And I was listening for the wind last night on top of White Horse Hill. I was waiting for the sound it makes when I am sitting still. I was waiting for the touch of the softly falling dusk. And I was listening for the wind last night on top of White Horse Hill.
That's the Yerd Bards. Yerd means earth and bard means poet. And they're the trio of Paul Darby, Patrick Randall and Verity Sharp. And that's a song from their new CD, Where the Thorn Trees Grow. And Verity will be back on Late Junction next week. I played you something from the Tea Rockers ceremony yesterday here on Late Junction, featuring the guqin playing of Wu Na. Well, here's something from her recently released solo CD, a rather nice way to end this week of Late Junction, I think. Verity is here on Tuesday, and I look forward to being back with you very soon. Good night. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. The spirit of 17th century Italy came to the BBC Proms in 2010 thanks to Vincent Dumestre and his group Le Poème Harmonique. In a Cadogan Hall bathed in candlelight, they launched their Monday lunchtime prom with Monteverdi. Over three decades after the premiere of Orfeo in 1607, Monteverdi's first opera written for Venice was Il Ritorno d'Ulisse in Patria, and the concert begins with Ulysses abandoned on the shores of Ithaca. Am I awake or dreaming? He asks rhetorically. The Lamento della Ninfa then takes us through a similar kaleidoscope of moods as three male voices comment on the distress of a nymph caused by her faithless lover.
Sic quod 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 s
In every heart are mingled flames and ice, sing the three men at the end of Monteverdi's Lamento della Ninfa from his eighth book of madrigals. Francesco Manelli seems to have organised performances of Monteverdi's Il Ritorno d'Ulisse in Patria in Bologna in 1640. None of his own operas has survived, but this lively carnival song gives some idea of what we've lost. A boat takes to the waters, weighed down with travellers from all over Europe, and the copious amounts of their national food they've each brought with them.
Gli occhi di Taraluzzi, gli occhi di Taraluzzi, gli occhi di Taraluzzi.